Hey guys, how you doing? There is a concept that is popular. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. I'm so excited about the topic. I want to jump in before even doing any form of greeting. But welcome to the Academy Answers podcast, guys. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. I really do appreciate you guys. There are listeners from all over. Europe, South America, North America, the Caribbean. And I do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. Podcasts like these don't get a lot of listens. Most people have what they call a fixed mindset. People think they are and they know and they have done it. They are at that level and there's nothing else to do. And people think that they're smart, they are enlightened, and they are at a level that is sufficient. Or there's another set who think that life is only about economics. Is my money right? Is my family okay? What else? Nothing else is important. But for the small minority of us who realize that our minds need to be maintained like every other part of our body in order to function well, life turns out to be easier for us because we understand that life is 80% psychology and 20% mechanics. And we realize that there is a never-ending need to feed the mind, to develop our enlightenment, if there's such a term. There's a concept that I want to share with you today about who you have. We have our parents who we didn't have a choice. Our parents, we didn't have a choice in choosing who our parents are. They are friends or relatives or partners, wives, husbands, partners, or children. And as we are young, when we're younger, as we start to build relationships, we get the idea that we have people, or almost a fact that we have people. There are people who are there for us, who will do this for us, who will take care of us. But then as you go on in life, people start to have their own circumstances in life to deal with. So sometimes we say a lot that people don't care. And oftentimes it's not that people don't care, but people just don't have the time or resources to exercise that care. People would love to help a lot of times, but they either don't have the physical or the mental resources or the time to actually help. So the limited resources that they have to use it to figure out themselves. Our life is so busy for them. Our life is so hectic for them. They cannot even stop to care because they have to figure themselves out first. Many of us end up in situations, life brings us into circumstances where we need people. And as you grow older, you will realize that the extent to which the people who you would expect to be there for you, the extent to which they are able to do that is limited. And sometimes, most times they can't. They can't do it financially and they can't do it emotionally. They just can't, because they have so many other things going on, and they have to take care of those things first, because self-interest is paramount. So it brings me to the point, and I want to make this point very quickly, that erase it from your mind that you have people in your corner, you have people in your circle, you have people at your disposal. You only have one person, and that is yourself. Everybody else you have access to. Some you have a higher level access to than others, but for the most part, you don't have anybody except yourself. And the quickest place you will learn that is from your kids. You have these kids, 5, 6, 7, between 7 years old and say 12 years old. You pretty much can get them to do what you want to do. You say, go ahead and do this, go ahead and do that. They have to do this, they have chores, and you get them to do that. And then at the age of 16, 18, they start to get into their 20s. They're saying no, they can't bother, they can't do it, they don't have time now. And you realize that despite the sacrifice and the effort and the resources that you have put into them, it doesn't matter. They are like, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. No. Maybe tomorrow. You're bothering me. And it becomes more and more evident that you don't have them. You have access to them. If you're sick or if something goes really wrong, you can guilt them into helping you. But you really don't have full and entire authority over anyone else except yourself. And that teaches us that we must at all costs put ourselves first. We must at all costs take care of ourselves. We must at all costs look into what is best for us. We must at all costs protect the downside. There is a lady that I knew when I was going to college, and she had a husband that takes care of the family. And he was well off, could handle himself financially. And she just take care of the home and the kids. And her husband suddenly died when she was in her mid-40s. She was at a point in life where she now had to figure it out on her own. There's nobody to do it for her. It was her. And she did not put any time into advancing herself. And it became very difficult for her to continue to maintain the standard of living that she was maintaining. She has given her everything to her family and nothing to herself. And now she's left with herself. Oftentimes I speak of people doing for themselves, working on themselves, developing a skill. And people think that you're trying to take their entire lives. It's not taking your entire life. It is 2 hours a day. It is 3 hours a day. As a 3 hours a day. It is 1 day a week. It is moving in the direction. It is working on something. It is doing something that will help you in the future, down the road. It is investing in yourself over time, consistently, getting on a path, realizing that you are responsible for you, and one thing for certain, you're not guaranteed to end up with anyone else looking out for you or looking after you or being in your corner except yourself. Everything on everyone may fall from you, and you will only have yourself. So you need to be fully aware and be entirely cognizant of that. Because there's nothing more painful and depressing than to endure your older years running out of options, no resources, no memories, no skills, no value, no way to live. You owe it to yourself to look out for yourself. Thank you guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for jumping on. See you on the next one.